Godfather of AI Jeffrey Hinton warns of massive unemployment and widening wealth gap due to AI adoption. By Lucas Nolan on September 10, 2025. Jeffrey Hinton, known as the Godfather of AI, has cautioned that the rapid adoption of artificial intelligence will lead to massive unemployment, disproportionately affecting the poorest members of society as the rich get richer if safe scalability is not prioritized. In a recent interview with the Financial Times, Jeffrey Hinton, a former Google AI expert and Nobel Prize winner in physics who resigned from the internet giant to focus on AI safety, expressed his concerns about the potential consequences of the rapid adoption of AI in various industries. Hinton, who played a crucial role in developing the powerful AI systems we have today, warned that the technology's implementation would result in widespread unemployment and a growing wealth disparity. Hinton, a self-proclaimed socialist, dismissed the claims made by CEOs who tout AI as a potential solution to global issues such as hunger, poverty, and disease. Instead, he argued that the reality would be quite different, stating, "What's actually going to happen is rich people are going to use AI to replace workers. It's going to create massive unemployment and a huge rise in profits. It will make a few people much richer and most people poorer. That's not AI's fault, that's the capitalist system." Since leaving Google's Brain team in 2023, Hinton has been actively campaigning against the fervent AI race. He joined the company a decade earlier when Google acquired his company for $44 million. Hinton, who spent two decades working at the University of Toronto, believes that many scientists agree that AI will become superintelligent, surpassing human capabilities, within the next 5 to 20 years. Hinton has previously issued dire warnings about the technology's powerful capabilities and has advocated for a pause in AI development. He suggests that engineering AI to act like mothers is the only hope for humanity, as mothers are inherently concerned about the well-being and preservation of their children. Despite his concerns, Hinton admitted to using AI in his daily life for various tasks, from scientific research to fixing his dryer. He acknowledged his age, stating, "I am 77 and the end is coming for me soon anyway." Hinton expressed pessimism about government intervention, noting that the United States already has a relaxed regulatory stance on the industry. When asked about a futuristic scenario in which humans coexist with AI robots and gradually transform into cyborgs with artificial parts and chemicals, Hinton simply responded, "What's wrong with that?" When pressed on whether this constitutes a form of extinction, he agreed, "As the world stands at a critical juncture in history, with the rapid development and adoption of AI," Hinton emphasized the uncertainty surrounding the technology's impact, stating, "We are at a point in history where something amazing is happening. And it may be amazingly good, and it may be amazingly bad. We can make guesses, but things aren't going to stay like they are." Read more at the Financial Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.